We're only about the sugya of Kli Shemlach Leheter. We have a sugya on the Avkuk Chavdal, it's got the mission that says, Tzorech or Shloim Tzorech, what exactly does it mean? The Kamnach Lemaroyim, Lalocho, by Kli Shemlach Leheter, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabba, Abaya, they hold this mutter, Tzorekufa Mekoymai, however, a Kli Shemlach Leheter is also Mecham Lekvel. That's how Hashem, and Gmor brings down Ravo, and Rab, it says, even mutter Mecham Lekvel. Maisa, the end of the sugya on Kuf of Daldam Bey is Rashi brings down Alokha Maisa, the Repatim like Rabbo, like Rabbo and Rab. So we hold that the Alokha Klishim Lach Leheter is Mutter Sai Tzach Kufoy and Mekoymoy, Sai Mechamon Tzel. That's how the big three go, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. They show them, and the place coming afterwards, Mechab Alokha Maisa brings down, Maisa is Mutter Mechamon Tzel. The big question is, when it says Mutter Mechamon Tzel, how far do you take that statement? This after mecham l'tzel, and more than that, l'maisa be osur, or no, even at all, anything is mutter. Slo l'tzer klal is that itself mutter. So it seems to be a machlokes rishonim what the gedur is. How far do you take this after? Rashi, when he says that loch l'maisa had a paskin, he ends off a loch kurava. It says dolosh mach letter shori legamri. Rashi is very clear, shori legamri, completely, totally. There's no isur at all. Slo l'tzer klal l'maisa can move. Rashi and Bay also says Chazal will not glaze upon it, and therefore there is no iser. The Shita ran in the sugya when it says Mecham Letzel, he says Klima Bichti means for any reason. He explains the words Mecham Letzel means anything. Why did it take Mecham Letzel? Says the Shita ran. You know why? Orchid and Milsonokat. People don't do things for no reason. They took an example Mecham Letzel, but it means anything. It says the Shita ran. Same thing the Ra'ah, his Rebbe says. The Ra'ah is in the Gemara and Bay and Yudbeis. He says the same Yisoid. Also this Indian. And the Shilde Gemara, the Ilum Sur, brought down this halacha from the Ri. Now, if you have Rishonim that says halacha l'maisa is that the Indian of moving a Kli Shemlach Leheter, Rashi, the Shita L'Ran, Ra'ah, they come on the time they can move for any reason you want. Says Avin Nezer and Tshuva, he says l'maisa that those who want to disagree. However, l'maisa that's minig yisol toruhu, yishlam am yismuchu, and therefore you can move any Kli Shemlach Leheter for no reason. No problem. Atzal Hasheni, Rav Rishonim, and really place the Maisa not that way. The starting point they come from is the Rambam. The Rambam in Yad Perchofei, when he brings down the cases of Kli Shemlach Leheter, he comes along and he says that the times when you let him move it, he says, the Loch is Tzar Kufay Umakaymai, Umbein Vishul Atzma Shalakli. For the Tzar Kufay, you let him move it, meaning Mechamel itself. Magamisha says, we see over here that he understands Shlo the Tzar Kufay Maisa is also only Mechamel itself, Maisa's Mutter. Now the Aruch HaShulchan wants a sign of Pshat in the Rambam is Noraya. He took the Lashon of the Gemara. That's Maisa not so. The Gemara says Mecham Letzel, and the Rambam switched the Lashon and says Vei Mishul Atzma Shalakli. He switched the Lashon, sounds like it's Vei Meduik Dafka when there's a Tzarech, otherwise he cannot move it. The Rambam and Melchemes also goes this way, and the Shulchan Gebar brings down that the Smag says Halacha is Dafka when you have a Tzarech over here. The Ran says the Raya, he will get his Raya. Mike said he wants to argue with him. The ones who want to make all of the Havi Raya, who says he writes him more make with the Gemara over here, come along and says over here. And the Ritter, even though he brings down his Rebbe to Mekel, he himself wants to disagree and say, Kli Shemlach Leheter, the Loch is Slenitzer, Kral, the Mice's ulcer. The Magmisha, when he brings down the Cholkim, two sheets over here, he writes for Elohim Amay Yismichu. That means Avnezer says Yishlam Amli Yisbuchu is playing with the words of the Magen Mishnah, which he says Eilam Amli Yisbuchu. Nifin Miri and the Piskiraz, Riyaz, and the Kolboy and the Azura and the Pasha the Tur, they come along a time there is no heter. So, Maisa, first of all, we have Roy Vishen seem to disagree with Mahalaf of what Rashi says in the Sugya. Rashi here in the Sugya says the Maisa, it's Mutalik Gamri. They seem to say, no, the words of Gemara means Mechamel Tzel, and not more than that. Look at the Maisa. We have over here the Mechaber, and afterwards all the Paiskim, again, except for the Avnezer, came along Paskin. Shlul Tzar Kral Maisa's Osir. The Ulam likes bringing down the Shlach Kodesh, which we mentioned in the first Kapurah, that he discusses and gives Musa to Ulam, does not seem to know certain halachas. One thing he discusses is the example of Muksa of a Kli Shemlach Leheter. He says, we're not discussing over here Shufni, Rishoi, that if they move any Muksa on Shabbos. His words are, we're talking about Yer Shemayim, those who are Yoidim, will some a name to know the Loch of Kli Shemlach Leheter, that move Shlul Tzar Kral Maisa's Osir. Therefore, the El Rabba, Tashu Shabbos, Nezir Yisrael, all bring down the words of the Shlach. This is the problem with Klal Yisrael. They're not Zohar mitzvahs, they're not Zohar Chazal Takonas. What? They move Kli Shemlach Leheter for no reason at all. Maisa, that's a bayah. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan, who brings it down, who can argue the Beis Yosef, and the Maaseh, he's Machmer. So, we have two Malchim in the Sugyo, what the Loch is by Shlod HaTzar Klal. Again, we have Rashi. Abnezer says, Minig Yisrael Tohu, Kidua, look around, that is a Minig. The Maaseh, they shy against it. Ready from the Shlod time, we write, that is a Minig, even the Yerush Shemayim will know that way, and they're wrong, the Maaseh. The Loch is like, Roy Vishon, Roy Paiskim, to move something for no reason, the Maaseh is a problem over here. Now, what is the Gedder of Shlod HaTzar Klal? So, really to start is where's the Makaris that coming from to be Machmer? So one thing we mentioned again, Nimus Rishonim, over 10 Rishonim hold Maaseh Machmer. If you look at them Beis Yosef, you bet him because two Rishonim. One he quotes the Rambam, I'm doing it that way, for the Machmer Mishnah. Second he quotes the Rashba. What's this Rashba that the Beis Yosef is sending you to, the Machmer Mishnah is sending you to? So there's a mission up in Beis on Beis, the mission is discussing when you have Shemin that's dripping out of the Nera on Shabbos. Can you put a plate underneath it? The Gemara says, Mishnah says you cannot put a plate underneath it. Let's say you have a beitza, an egg that was nailed on Shabbos, which is also muksa, it's noila. The Gemara has machlokes of Yitzchak and of Chizda, can you take a plate and cover the egg on Shabbos? Maaseh comes along, the Gemara says, according to Chizda, can you take a plate and cover the egg? In fact, the Gemara, what's the difference? To put a plate underneath the shemen, you can't on Shabbos. Yet you can put a plate underneath the egg. The Gemara says, chilik is whether it's a tzala that's motzei not. Since an egg happens all the time, they're always born on Shabbos, once every 3 days, you don't tell chickens when to have eggs. They do whatever they want. So you have to save the egg, no one should come and step on it and crash it or break it. So it's a tzala motzei, we put a plate over it. Shemen dripping out of a nerve on Shabbos, it's not motzei, so we cannot move a plate and put it underneath the shemen. That's our kind of Gemara. What? We're discussing how can you move a plate and put it there. That's a Gemara. Well, you have to get the Gemara to see what that means exactly. But that's what Gemara says. Come along the Rashba and says the Maaseh doesn't stand. So close, like discussing a plate. It's Klisha Maklater. Why do you have to come along and say to cover it, put underneath it, which could be what's really you're asking over here? You just take it away. What's the big deal over here? So come along the Rashba and his first Teretz, he says, since over here, the Maaseh, since it's a tzala to save something, it's not only an egg or some shemen, a tzala port over here, the Maaseh to move a kli hetter for no reason, we don't see it, unless it's a tzala that's motzi. A tzala that's not motzi, who says the person has a right to go move a plate for no reason? I'm saving the shemen, but the tzala is port, who has a right to go move it? That's Rashba, that's where they're coming from. Come on, the Rashba says, no, inami is second reason, really you have a right to move a plate. Except since that solo, you might come along and since other balam amoyloi, it might come to it in the vaitzah, might carry it out to shusirabim. You have two reasons why my royalty machmir cannot take a plate and cover the egg over here. Either mitzad the sugyo or underneath the shaman, either mitzad the solo porto, why move a plate for no reason, or mitzad a special din in that solo, other balam amoyloi might leak to the isra vaitzah. The Rashba maisa ends off a machmir tovla brocho. So Rashba says, at least this first chat over here, the person cannot move a plate for no reason. Now there is a mavucha on this Rashba and also the Ramban and Muhammad says the same yisoid as the Rashba. Maaseh, what does he mean? At the end of the day, how's he paskening? Come with Avnei, he said, no, the Maaseh, at the end of the day, he's being meikel and he wants to be grafted out sukkah over here. Machmer tavla bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Maaseh, we have over here two different shotim. There's two reasons over here. No, to be machmer to first Eretz, yeah. To move for no reason. The Maaseh, he wants to be icky paskening, look at the sukkah over here, the kula. The Aruch HaShulchan wants that kind of Maaseh, read him, he had two stardom over here. I mean, the thing about it, we have 10 Rishonim to be Machmer, and the Mamok and Meshesh it comes from is a Rashba. That's Uriah. That's where you're coming from, a Rashba and a Rambam. Numerous other Rishonim say, speak out clearly, it's also. It's a Rashba. Maaseh, it's just, I think, Pshat in the Rashba. It's an answer that Abnezer wants to argue, or Chashulva says, well, this is Uriah. Who are the arguing is, Maaseh, there's a Tzala going on over here. He's saving something. The only the reason why the Rashba has two Pshatim, he comes along with the second Pshat and says, well, Maaseh, I'm doing it to save something. Machmer, you move a plate for no reason? I have a reason. It might be a tzala porta, a small amount of shemen. The circle of I have a reason. So the two Lashayas are really saying, is a tzala porta enough of a getter of Torah? But a vada yisoyit shema, it sounds like he didn't disagree with the concept of vada moving something for no reason is also. The only question is, Maaseh, I have a reason. Is that enough for a reason? First sheet says a tzala porta is not enough for a reason. The second sheet says enough for a reason. I must come up to another reason, other ball of morning. And upon that, still a machmer tovla bracha. But Maaseh comes out again. The Maaseh Mokhan, they're coming from a Zirashba. That Tzala, moving a plate, is not enough of a reason to move it. At least in this first Malach. The Maaseh, to capture the Shemin, is coming up from there that's dripping. Otherwise, the shemen will go on the floor and you lose out the shemen.
Yeah.
You can use the shemen. My sister, the Gedda will come out to read the Rishonim. Really, there are three different sugyas and two diukim in the sugya where they gain this halacha from. One, the Chamal and the Chedusha of the Ran, he says, we gain this idea of moving something for no reason, there's no heter. He says, the sugya of Konim. By Konim, we have the case of the Lechem Aponim. They want to put the sticks in between the Lechem Aponim when they switch them on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Mishumi Ufusha, Hai Porto, Maisa, a little bit, let me off it, she won't get ruined a little bit. Therefore, comes out, the Gemara says, even after a Tiru, B'chazir, Tiru, B'chazir, Tiru, what should you do? Take out the sticks, Erev Shabbos, change the Lechem on Shabbos, and put the sticks back in the case of during Shabbos. So come along the Chodesh L'Ran, we see that even though you want to go put them inside, but since it's for this little bit amount, will not get spoiled, the Maisa, come along, slow start, Klal Maisa's also. So we have one Raya, the words of the Ran is a Raya brew of the case of Konim, slow the Tzarek, Klal Maisa's also. The Gami speaks out, really depends, who's speaking in the Gemara? Is it Rava, or is it Rabba? According to Rava, Mecham, Latzela, Maisa, Gmi, Mutter, we have a Raya, Shlo, Tzar, Klal, Maisa's also. But if it's Rabba speaking, well, it's time Rabba holds anyway, Mecham, Latzela, is also, even my Klish, Shemak, Latter. So if you go as Rabba in the Gemara, which the art of Rishon, who are going as Rabba in the Gemara, by the case of Konim, you have no Raya. The Maisa, you have one Sugim inside the case of Konim. A second sugya coming from a second raya, based upon what we already mentioned twice, the Shaarei Tzin, the case of Maklois, you have over here of usually when the Pesach is chal during the week, what do you go do? You have the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, you take a stick and put it on each other's shoulders, you hang the animal from it, and you skin the animal. Come along on the Erev Pesach that's chal on what's Shabbos, and the Erev Pesach that's chal on Shabbos, what do you go do? Put your hands upon your friend's shoulders, you hang your animals, the animal from your hands, and then you skin the animal. Says the Gemara, Kontra of Lazar, we see over here who is cutting Gzera. The Gemara says, no, even after the Gzera, well, because after Balavaki, you do not need the case over here of these Maklois. Now, these Maklois, as Shaarei Tzin, the Klisha Makleter. Rashi Klisha Makleter. The Maisa, I want to go use it. Elamai, we see this story again, the second Mamokum, Shloy the Tzarek Dal, the Maisa's also. So you have right from the case of Konim, you have right from the case of Maklois, you have a case, arrived the case of Atzolo, the Gemara from Gimel. We have three Gemaras that are coming along with Rishonim that we see the side over here. Shlo the Tzarek Klal Maisa's Osir. The Diyukim in the Gemara is the coming along with Rishonim, and there are two different Diyukim in the Gemara. And the Goyim points out the two separate Diyukim over here. One is when we're saying Pshat to the Mishnah in Daf Kuf Chav Dalet, the Mishnah has words of Tzarek and Shlo the Tzarek. Come along Abaya and Rabba, they want to say Tzarek means Tzarek Gufoy, and Shlo the Tzarek means the case of Tzarek Mekoymoy. Says Rava, either one, both of them is a case of tzarech. So what's the case of tzarech? Sai gufo and sai mekoymoy. What's shloi the tzarech? Should this end up shloi the tzarech is shloi the tzarech. Says Rava, shloi the tzarech means what? Mecham letzel. Says the Maka Mishnah, why say shloi the tzarech mecham letzel? Say shloi the tzarech is shloi the tzarech. Any reason? Why did Rava come along and define the words of the Mishnah shloi the tzarech means mecham letzel? Says the Mach Mishnah brought down by the Goyim, we see the idea of Shloi Tzarek, we have to define, means Dafko Mecham Letzel. Otherwise, Shloi Tzarek, Klal Lamaisa is also a dig. The second thing the Ram's coming from, also brought down by the Goyim, is the fact that we had the Isurim by the case of Bezman Nechemio, came on the Bryce and says, Hitiru, V'chozav Hitiru, V'chozav Hitiru. So whatever we came along, we're matter, that we won't answer. That means Gemara says very clearly, what do we matter? We matter Mecham Letzel. But otherwise, if we have no Mamochim, we matter things, we can't matter it. We have to come along. Everything was Osir, unless you had a Heter. We won't matter, Shlo Yitzar Klal. So we have, again, either two Diyukim and Gemara, or three Rayas from the Sugyo, three different Sugyos, Maklos, Konim, and Atzolo. We see Shlo Yitzar Klal and Maitzel Osir. Building upon this, leads now to what is the Gedder of Shlo Yitzar Klal. I think it's Yidua, the Aruch HaShulchan, he comes along with the Yisoy, that any time you choose to go do something, that's Nichol and Gedev Tzarech. I want to go do it. What does it mean, Shlo Tzar Klal? He says, Misasek. You're playing around, you're fidgeting with things for no reason. That's Nichol and Gedev Shlo Tzarech. But once you have any desire, any rotten, you want to go do something, any Kavano, that's Nichol and Gedev of Tzarech. And Cheshavis went with the same Lashon. The Chanush that bring down Maish Ishkel Beis, Mimila of the Rotsim Shal Adam, that's also the Negeta of Tzarek that you want to go do. The Shmir Shabbat Kul Chosoi, and the Simple Abodim Paskin this way. They Paskin, what is the Negeta Shlo Tzarek Klal? Be Misasek. But anytime you have a rotzen to go do something, then the mice are going to get a tzarech. Once you learn the makoros, it's a pella atzuma what they're saying. Konim, they want to go use the konim or put it there on Shabbos. No, it's not get spoiled too much. No problem. They want to go use the maklis on the shoulders. Nah, mice is actually a bliyachi. Atzala, nah. These are cases of choosing to go do it. The pilei ploim, the effect of the aruch hashulchan. Look at the makoros you're coming from. The makoros itself is a mnei abay, not what you're saying. So the answer to the Aruch HaShulchan, there's no Mahalach Himsak, it's not really sure. Hila Maiso, he first starts off saying, the idea they bring from the Rashba, he won't say it's the Lashon HaGemara, you have the right of the Rambam, they bring the Rashba, he won't say the Rashba Mesupik, you bring the right of the Ran, he won't say the Ran's Mesupik, not sure how you read the Ran away, or the Ran for either one. So he wants to know that they have no right from Rishonim. Elamai, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Afi Machmi, you know why? Because who can argue in the Shulchan Aruch? Me Yovi Lahokal connected with the Beis Yisrael come along and says, Machaba passing this way. Now the Hogan Aruch HaShulchan, if you want, is brought down in the Makor Baruch, that he has already Masayro from his Chaim Volozhin, that once the Shulchan Aruch says something, you have to keep it as is. You can't argue the Shulchan Aruch. Why? He said, whatever they said, the Shulchan Aruch is ready, is Min HaShemayim, he already has Siyat HaShemayim for it, or whatever it says, you have to keep. But if he can fit it into his words, anything that you say, what you hold of, it's not it going against the words of Shulchan Aruch is Beseder. That means Be'etzim Aruch Shulchan held that whatever he held Be'etzim is not so this halacha. You want Tainul Mais, it's Mutter. It's not to get over, you have no right from Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch says otherwise. Word of Shulchan Aruch is Shlod Tzar Klal. So he says, I'll define the word of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch means what? I'm playing with it. Either Makoris is not the way, I'm only Meshubit to the word of Shulchan Aruch. He's at the Hogah numerous times, he writes, I can't go against the words. If I can fit my statement into his words, since I hold the Makoros incorrectly, the Seder. So he came along and said, if I fit into the words, if you choose to something, that's Nichol Negedah Tzarech. If you don't choose Mitzasek, that's not Nichol Negedah, and we have now the Chum and the Machaber. Otherwise, Mitzah Lachi wants to disagree for Etzem. Find that those who write stark against the Aruch HaShulchan, or the Makor Baruch, for writing this Klal over here, which says kind of logic getting it from the grain over here, that's on Hogo, and seems to be the reason why the Aruch HaShulchan went over here to Mekel. The Maisel for us, again, look where we have numerous questions that we seem to really should not follow this way. Again, number one, we have before the three sugyas, the fact that you choose to go do it is not the way. Maklois, the case of Atzolo, the case of Konam, you choose to go do it, still the Gemara says not to move for no reason. Second, so-called Tzav, also the Diyukim of the Gemara they're coming from, also, Dafka Mechama Sel, not more than that. You have no right to take more than what the Diyukim of the Gemara is. Right, if you want, the Chayotim says, what's his Tzav, Machman Shlod Tzav Klal? He says, why Chazal does not want you to go move things, Tzav move on Shabbos? That's the reason they asked it. That means they want you to go move your brake fund for no reason, your bookcase, they want to Tzav for no reason. Now the case of the Chayotim is, I'm choosing to move things on Shabbos, Chazal wants to ask that, not Tzav for no reason. The whole case they want to ask her what things you choose to go do, Matthew Matriach and Shabbos. That's the only state of the Issa, says the Chayyadim over here. The Meiri says, he discusses a person has a beggar outside in the sun. He says, it's not going to get room called Kach. The Issa says, do not move it inside. The Meiri is saying, clearly, I want to move something. He says, don't move it. Definitely get up, Shalom, and Sarah Klaus. The Agoy Samach, one of the Rishonim, he really is the Kasha. The Gemara says, on Rav Nechemya, how in the world do you clean up the table, the chorus, after you eat? We want to answer Graf Shui. Feather Goy Samach, what is Gram Nechemya? If even according to you, the mice want the table, you finish eating over here, why move your plates and your cups and your table back inside? Why move it for? Shlod Tzarech. Shlod Tzarech. And I can answer Graf. Same thing. What is Iskin Nechemya? If even upon you. We see this side, even though you want to choose to go do something, says the Goy Samach, is not Nechel together of Shlod Tzarech. Well, the Makor Chaim is a Kasho. When you want to show someone your fancy menorah kesef, your silver candelabra, in the case of the klish makdater, to show people things, that's nichol negedah tzarech. For example, you have albums, pictures, you want to show it to somebody, that's nichol negedah tzarech. That's a tzarech on Shabbos. Klu nichol negedah shlo tzarech klal, says Makor Chaim. What? No, he's discussing it's a new thing. Let's say even klish makdater is writing. He's writing on the case of klish makdater. What? How? It's made to look at, but that's nichlet. That's a tzarech. That's a thing called wasting time. Everyone knows pictures and albums. That's mamish baltashkel. It's man baltashkel kesev. The ultimate kem. Everyone quotes from it. Matash is a waste, it's for women's things, you know. Let them do whatever they want. It's a waste of time. You know, we live in the present and the future. We don't worry about the past. You learn from the past. Looking at pictures is a waste. Fine. Is that a tzarech on Shabbos? Nothing to get up. What? Oh, so that you can say a godel echram kenzang. Kenzang, that I can hear. Otherwise, we live in the present and built for the future. We don't worry about the past. It's not my sense. What is the get of tzarech? We see clearly, Pashas is the fact we want to choose to go do something is not nichol the get of tzarech. We need a good tzarech, a tzarech amiti, a tzarech toit, we nichol the get of tzarech. Mecham itself nichol the get of tzarech. So what else is nichol the get of tzarech? What's not nichol the get of tzarech? So one option, as it is brought down in by the Shulchan Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman, any day I get a Shulchan Shlomo tzarech I'm not clear what exactly getter is. I can stop there, but try to give other examples, or maybe to define it. One is, let's say a person is nervous, and he has to move things because he's nervous. People have to move things, OCD, whatever, they have to move things. Is that nichol the get of tzarech? Right, tzarech. It's also brought down Shulchan Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman, it says tzarechin. Myself, never stop being down from Shlomo Zalman, that's tzarech kol soif. People are nervous, they have to move things, nichol the get of tzarech. That is tzarech. What? No, mesatik means you're talking to somebody and you're fidgeting and things on the table. Moving a chair back and forth. People, for health reasons, need to do something with their hands sometimes. Depends on what level. No offense, some people have this need. There's a need and there's a spacing out. The fact that you have this need, the Shlomo Zalman or the Debrett Zino or the Kamluk said, you have a need. You know, you're nervous. You have a need to go move it. Mice is no problem. With Johnny, a Gamma said, you'd be able to quote them, says, no, not enough to get up, Sarah. That's how he disagrees. Mice will be swarish by. Unless they misunderstood each other with the case of discussing, the person is very nervous to move things and nichol the get of tzarech. Should not be a problem. Let's say a person wants to clean up his house. Why? Stop. Because he wants to look musudar, clean, yafeh. Is that nichol the get of tzarech? Say the Ben Ishchai, Avadiyah. I'm having a nice house, nichol the get of tzarech. No, Mazobah and other parts can be done, nichol the get of tzarech. Seems up. Now, Gam the Shamba Yonis in his first print, Chelik Aleph, he wants Tainan, not Nichol to get out of Tzarech. Because from all these riots, he wants Tainan, meaning Tzarech Toiv, making us clean, not Nichol to get out of Tzarech Toiv. So the Maisa and Chelik Gimel writes, I'm Chelizer, because Maisa is not the same as a Poiskim. Obviously, I'm wrong, Gam doesn't answer all these cases over here. I mean, you have to answer the case of Konim and Maklis. Very sure these cases. Sounds like they're real Tzarech. The Maisa, the Poiskim seem to stand, making us clean and looking nice, and Nichol to get out of Tzarech. Let's say, Stam, you want to clean your house. You know what? You have time in your hands. My daughter last week got in a fight with my son, so my son locked her up in the room. So I got the key and opened up the door, and she's cleaning up her room. And my daughter's exactly that person who cleans up her room. So I asked him my house, like, I got nothing to do, so I start cleaning up my room, so I put in my clothing. So, can you go do that? So at first I told him, by Yamitab Bairo, Mitab also folding things, Lachura. What? Satan? Interesting, Shiloh. Maisa cleaning up the room for no reason. Lachora is a bayah over here. Unless you get involved, but God might have a separate letter. But cleaning up a room, Stamazayim, would be a bayah, says the Ben Ishchai of Sugyo of Muksovia, Nichol together of Shlodit Tzarekal. A gam, there might be a te'elis afterwards, but the person has no tzarek for it. There's nothing else to go do. And this, so Yemar Avram, Isim Chaim Kinevsky, says, if you clean up your house, you know what? Because I have things to go do. I have nothing to go do. Nichol together of Shlodit Tzarekal. So is that cloud? I once, Shabbat Akhtu, woke up from my shloch, and my son was very clean my kitchen. They asked the person why they did it. So I was more nothing to go do. So if that was the reason, Lachor, Nichol, Neged, of Shlod, Tzar, Cloud. Yeshua, me, listen, Merchel, Archa, Shulchan, maybe. Again, if they did have to be tidy, yes. They did have nothing to go do.
For two reasons.
It is tidy. They have nothing to do. Might as well go do this. Might as well. Nothing to do. I'm twiddling my thumbs. So boys, well, boys do, they'll sit back and do nothing. And girls, they clean. That's they do. So nothing to do, that's they do. If you were there, you would do nothing, and they would do. They clean, that's they do. Girls have this inborn tendency to, that's they do. Baruch Hashem. For boys or for girls?
How can you call an important thing for their affairs?
How can you call?
An important thing
for their. They're not doing it for tzarech. It is close. It's Shlo L'Tzarech. So what? It's Shlo L'Tzarech. Not doing for a reason. Let's say, Stam, your hands are playing with something, and you want to naturally play with it. So come to the Ben Ishchai, he says, Lechor Tzabayah, but Shani said the problem. The interesting over here, the Levin and the Chaznish, you want to play something, Stam to play with his mutter. Stam, you want to play with something, the Chaim Knievsky come along to say to play with his mutter. I always said that Mamash Akev, Chaim Kenevki says the clippy house for no reason, then he says also. He said to play with it, that's the Lechon Legedev Tzarech. I want to play with it. If you ask me, I would say, if I care, like you're tiny, clean up your house. No, he says, Stam, the Sachaiku campaign Tzarech. To play with it, you want time to the Lechon Legedev. I'm saying, I'm agreeing with you as a kasha, but I'm just bringing out the point. It's not that clear what it means, Shlo Tzarech Lal. And Betim, learn the Sugyo, sounds like everything should be also. Maklis, Konim, these cases are Pilei Ploy Maklis. You know, just stick the sticks over your shoulders. It says the Shalashamis in the first print, and Echonami, everything should be also. For Maisa, we mat everything. So now what's together? If we're not coming from the Sugyo, where are we getting it from? From the word Shulchan Aruch, that's Aruch and Shulchan already. So now what are you doing? You're trying to get in between over here. We need a Tzarech, a good Tzarech. What finds a good tzarech? Chaim Kenevki said to play with this get a tzarech. It's in the piyas, not necessarily get a tzarech. I would have said if I care. Not clear. It's nice again. What? Sorry? To clean up piyas because you're bored, it's necessarily get a tzarech, says Chaim. Because there's no need for it. You want to be tidy, that's necessarily get a tzarech. The Ben Ishchai, the same shtuk away. If you want to clean up piyas, tamazo, you have no heter. Want to be clean, he says, no problem. Because it's a tzarech, you want to be clean. Oh, well, we'll have to get that also. We'll have to the building next. Now, Kamal Vitaz and this halacha, and he says, this Indian, what about when you have a sakin and we don't want to move it for now? Why don't you use it for later? The Kamal Vitaz is that even though, it said people would walk around sakinim in the pocket. It says, even though the halacha is that you don't need it now, Matisse, you don't need it now, but since you might need it later, the halacha is you can move it things now because you need it for later. Kamal Vitaz, the Madaik, but let's say you need it for after Shabbos. Can you move it? Kamal Machzor Shekel says to move a klish shemlach leheter for after Shabbos. Now, if it's mechamel itself, it's going to get broken. Nobody allowed to. But otherwise, you cannot move a klish shemlach leheter for after Shabbos. Machzor Shekel, Nezir Sof, Ben Ishchai. And as Elokha Katanis is discussing, when Tisha B'Av came out of Moshe Shabbos, they asked him, Elokha Katanis is like 300 years ago, 400 years ago. They asked him, can you move on Shabbos, move away the benches and put the mats on the floor and set up for Moshe Shabbos? So he says, besides the sugya of Achon, he says, you have a bayam, it's a mukso. How can you move a klish shemalach leheter to after Shabbos? That's not nichol negedir of tzarech. Tzarech has to be dafka for Shabbos. You move things for after Shabbos, not nichol negedir of tzarech. Let's run back down this yisoid coming from the Taz, the deacon of the Taz, Machzor Shekel speaks out, Prim Gom seems to say the same yisoid. That anything that's negedir for after Shabbos, not nichol negedir of tzarech, tzarech has to be for Shabbos. If when you get the sugya of Achon, you always have to realize there are two in Yonim. The question to get to Mukso, the sugya to get to Achono. If so, it's a question, you leave your house on Shabbos, I can take a key with you after Shabbos. I can take a key with you. It's a tzarech after Shabbos. It's for after Shabbos. So, Lechura, if you read the cases slowly, they're discussing we have an option to do it on Shabbos or Motz Shabbos. You have no option on Motz Shabbos. Then Echonami, you can take it with you on Shabbos, because then you're stuck. Then the tzarech is on Shabbos to go somewhere. I can't leave now. My tzarech is now to leave. Take the key with me. Come up, maybe a chiddush. Let's say you have people left in the house. You know the people will be there. Much Shabbos. Can you take the key with you if you know your wife's going to be home? But it sounds like you can. There's no tzarech for it. There's no tzarech. You can leave. You can go. I can get back inside. Your wife's there. Your wife might not be there, so you have a tzarech right now. But otherwise, as a chiddush, it comes out. If so, it comes along.
Like,
well,
what's your
chashish
that maybe she's not
going to
be there?
People take it. It's more convenient. Like, no, not really chashish. It's easier. Don't bother. It's easier. I'd rather take it with me. If so, they discuss Shalasugim HaKona numerous times Paiske Mekel, especially Shlomo Zalman, anything that's a commonplace activity, you want to say not Nifl Shalasugim HaKona. Maestro, what happened to Shalasugim Muksa? It's a question to our group, and you say, Chanami, it's a question. Why the Paiske HaKona not discuss the Shalasugim Mitzad Muksa? We wrote to him, never tell him, he wrote back to us any day. We were talking about Bayam, we said the Sugya of Muks over here. And also, we wrote down the Mitzvah Kikoro, and Echnami. You always have to worry to take things on Shabbos, Mitzvah, much Shabbos, and when there is no Tzarech, you have Bayam, Mitzvah, Muks. Example, let's say you want to fold your talis on Shabbos. That's Yan Hogo. So, on the assumption that Begodim, Aklish, Mach, Lehter, which maybe we'll get to those who disagree, will come out along, there's another reason why you cannot fold your talis on Shabbos. Why are you folding it for? For next week. If so, not being Nechon together. Of a heter v'tzarech, besides the sugya b'achana, which the poskim don't fold it for other reasons. Fine. So again, we come along. We have a getter. We need a tzarech toiv, and the tzarech has to be dafka on Shabbos. Sorry.
Can
That's a baya mitzad chono and mitzad sugya mukso. You have to know the kol mukso. If you have tzerachay, now you have a heter. If you have no tzerachay, now you want a heter. But still, you have baya mitzad mukso. Fine, so you have to answer each one. I mean, we'll give an example. Example, a kisvei kodesh, a sefer. There's no baya mitzad chono, mitzad mukso. Mash Engel, what do you want to go to Mariv and take a siddur? You have an ism mitzad achono. You cannot take a siddur for Mariv unless you read inside Ruach Mechap Ovan, said the Shmir Shabbat Kul Chosoy. Otherwise, you have an ism take a siddur for Mariv. Those who want to disagree, but the Shmir Shabbat says you cannot take a siddur with you to Mariv from the base medrash to your seat to where you're going to go daven. It's a achono. No sikil mukso. You want the, what's the eta? They said you have to read it with Ruach inside before you say it Baruch. Now you did it for Tzarek Shabbos. So you always have to worry two sugyos over here, sugyos achono, sugyos mukso. You didn't, your Shabbat ends, you say Baruch Hu. No, it doesn't. No, you can't do it. You have to say either Baruch HaMavdil or Baruch Hu. If you say Baruch HaMavdil, you can take a sitter. But you can't say, what?
Why is that? You don't need to say
the same breath. No, that's achono al smuks. Muks is not muks, it's kitzvei kodesh. I'm saying al smuks is no problem. You only have to worry about two sikis over here. Fine, so we have two chalakim over here. And again, that's be tzarek tov on Shabbos. Now again, we have a sikh over here of lishmak leter. Come on, the Rishonim, the Rambam. He wants to tie that this is a dachka by a kli. Masha inkin kitzvei kodesh or eichlim. Those who want me machmi, lohavi, right? They have to go bring a right of the maisa. It's also, we have no iser. The ma'amokim are coming to us is kol ha'kelim, or kol ha'netolim, and this is not nichol together with kli, and the mice is not nichol nechurma, and therefore shloi letzar tzal ba'uchlim, and kitzvei kodesh is mutter. Mechabim down, the place the mice bring it down, and gam to those who want to disagree with this yisoid. The ikri paskin, the uchlim, and kitzvei kodesh, the mice is going to be mutter on Shabbat, even shloi letzar tzal. Now they do point out, this is what the getter is, let's say you have an uchlim that are ostil on Shabbos, like tevel, like mechumar, not in the chaget of oichel, because you cannot eat it. It has to be something that you can eat. Once that you said there's something that has to be something that you can eat, be nichol instead of oichel. What about something, for example, has to be cooked on yontif, fish on yontif, meal on yontif? These things are nichol get of oichel or klishemach leheter, meaning can you move it slowly to our cloud? Come along the prima godim and brings down. It's nichol get of klishemach leheter, not oichel. Because so called life right now, it's not ready to be eaten. Therefore, it's not nichol in the side of the heter of oichel. Smokes the mamish, smokes the magma scoop for you. Potatoes, smokes the magma scoop for you, raw potato. Rice, so they point out that a Michael Behemel is nichel in the ghetto of Khalish Makhat, if I remember correctly. Yeah, if I remember correctly, I think so. They do discuss still upon this, or for Shabbos, what's the luck of something that's frozen? Did not get defrosted yet, it can't get defrosted. Also, wants to mistapek. Is it Eichel? And if it can move to Shalit Sarkal, or is it Khalish Makhat? A pot that has food inside, but even though we hold a pot that's klish shemlach l'iser, we're talking about the Mishnah Berurah from the Prima Godim from the Rashba, when it has food inside, the mice is mutter. What level of heter does it have? They point out, it's a diuk among the Rishonim, it's a shiloh, what level do we put it? Do we put it at klish shemlach l'heter? What do you put it at the get of oichel? Rashi said is the pot is bottled to the oichel. So if so, the pot now has a getter of oichel. If it's mutter shloi l'tzarek l'al. The Rashi says it over. It says there's no iss over here. In fact, the klish shemach leheter seems to say now there is an iss of shloi tzarek klal. So there is a shaila exactly where do you put a pot when it has food inside? Is it a heter of shloi tzarek klal? That's oichel. The get to kisvei kodesh. Again, the Rambam is meikol. The place can bring it down. Again, those will disagree because the kodesh lemaisa is mutter on Shabbos shloi tzarek klal. Now, what does it mean kisvei kodesh? The words sound like something that you learn from. What about any sefer they read from? They're allowed to read from. So come along the Mishpura, for example, the Rom, the grass, others say, Lav Dakar, Kitzvei Kodesh, anything that you can move on Shabbos is mutter to Metaltal, Shlod Tzarekval. Aye, so why do they run? Machabes say Kitzvei Kodesh, for the Shitosai, Lun the Sugyo, and Simon Shinzayin, come along the Machaber and Ipaskins, Loshin Stam Achav Yesh Oimim, that the only thing you let her read on Shabbos is Dav Kitzvei Kodesh. Sifrei Chochmo, like math or science, he says you cannot read on Shabbos. Therefore, he says, comes out by default, what can you mean on Shabbos? Lamu on Shabbos. What can you mean on Shabbos according to Machaber, Dav Kisei Kodesh? The Ran also Lishitol says that way. The Ran holds the only thing you can be on Shabbos is Kitzvah Kodesh. Also, the Maizer Ribad can be Ikun not the way. Agama Yishmaim should be Machmer. Come along the week, can read anything on Shabbos. So it says Kitzvah Kodesh, meaning it was never Nichol Nikzero at all of Kalim. Books are not Kalim. Come along, we hold anything they can read on Shabbos. The Maizer not Muksa. So the reason why the Meshuvah is saying what he's saying, and Agam, the words Mechav, the Ran, not the way, Del Lishitol say. We can read anything on Shabbos. And he's very Chokmo. Therefore, anything the Maisa person can read on Shabbos won't be nichel in the chumrah of Klisha Malach Leheter. We must remove it even Shlod Tzar Klal. Now, the Chodim do bring down over here the case of a Megillah, which they point out it means when it comes out Purim on Shabbos, which in this country is called Purim Meshulash, which will come up Baruch in 5.5 years from now. The question is Megillah be Muksa on Shabbos? What's the Shiloh? Ice Kitzvah Kodesh. Since Chazal had a Gzeo on a kosher Megillah, they cannot be metalto on Shabbos, as Shem Yavrenu Dald Amis. That's why he agrees not to read it on Shabbos. That's why he read it on Sunday. Therefore, on Sunday? They read it on Friday, I think. I read it on Friday? For Mishulish? On the Friday. So therefore, the question is going to be Muksa on Shabbos and not. Well, actually, especially, we cannot. You read it, maybe the agrees, especially over there. That's Machloikis. Mishmuel and Meis over here is Mekel, or Cheshukal over here is Mekel. And Rez Hashem in 5.5 years, Bizman Mashiach will find out what that look is. Another case, similar to this, that starts in the Tefillin. The Beisesh, the beginning of the Simen, the Amor brings it down over here. What the Lachot Tefillin? Come along the Mechaber, the Amor, they paskin, Biki like the Trumas Adeshin, like Rui Brunio, it's definitely get a Kli Shemalak Leheter. Let me show you to our Klal, the Maisa cannot move it, but the Kli Shemalak Leheter. Come along the Taz, Magarom, when they ask the Maisa, why is it Kli Shemalak Leheter? You cannot wear it on Shabbos. So one way they want to answer, Shlomo Zalman wants to answer, the Be'etzmi are allowed to wear on Shabbos. She can wear mitzvah, you have kavanah for the mitzvah. So what's being ma'akiv you from wearing it? You're machshava. You have no machshava, the ma'aseh can't wear it. They were the one time that you study the machshava, the amor, they pass can nichol and get a klish shmach, the hetter, because Be'etzim, the poil, the mitzvah, you can't wear it. The ma'aseh, where you place him, and we're shrooming down again, the ma'aseh, the ma'aseh, they come along and say, but we circle, so it holds the mitzvah, you cannot wear it. Nichol and get a klish shmach, the hetter. Maisa Mishavua says, "Mokh Menchak Yesh Lahokul Yesh Amidus Merch on the Mechaber and the Ramah." Now, the only main case to discuss is when you have tefillin b'mokh mezayin that's on the floor, or other places it can go moving on Shabbos. Some of the places can say the Maisa you can move it. Some say why the Loshon is considered Merch on the Mechaber and the Ramah Nichol Negedav Kli Shemach Leheter. Others seem to say another way it's Kli Shemach Leiser, but mezayin is b'mokh mitzvah. Mokh mitzvah is also not having zero amukz to put upon it. Even as klish shemak leiter, but mokum mezayin lana move it. So again, the two different sources among the point say why you can, but vado we can move it. What's mokum mezayin? Now there is a story that bring down in the Chaznish Q story that the Maisi was tefillin on the floor, and Mechaim said he asked the Chaznish what to go do. And the Chaznish told him, Mechaim, go sit down in a place, then he has to start from Koymai, then go pick up the tefillin, and now you can go move it. Now what to go do with that story? And the numis farm again. There was tefillin on the floor, and Reb Chaim asked the Chaznish, what should I go do? And the Chaznish told Reb Chaim, when he was a young person, obviously, go have mine to sit on the place. I need a mokum. So he picked up the tefillin and now to go sit in the place. Now, the numis, the yukim again, once kasha is, you don't have to sit over here. Tell other places to go sit. How's the rum work? Why sit over here? The mice is bizarre anyway. And we have a chabar amor, even those who hold mice, it's also, please mock the itzer, mokum bizarre. Not chlor, everyone has different yukim from the story. Maybe he just would start for a bunch of sfaris over here together. Lo yideh b'dir, my last lesson with the story. But that was the Maiz Shoyo.
What is the answer for Mokim
B'Zoyin? So either the Shlomo Zalman says, Nichol get a mitzvah, he wants to say not Nichol. The place can say either Mokim B'Shat T'chak, Nichol get a Mishnah Berurah. It's one way. But others say it over, this Lav from his Manenu says, it's Nichol get a mitzvah, there's no Issa Klisha Mokim Mitzvah. There's no Issa of Muksa by Mokim Mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman says it. Others bring it down that lashon. Shlomo Zalman Kol place it says you said the het over is it's nichol get a mitzvah. That's nichol get a tzarich. Please shem after it says mutter mokum mitzvah.
Also megillah
that was mutter you can pick it up. Same idea, yeah. Same idea, yeah. Now there's an obvious question over here that tzul chub is manazer nichol get a tzarich kiss. So why in the world are we calling it kli iser kli heter kol tzarich kiss? It's come a little taste of Shabbos already 300 years ago. He asked this question. He asked it very interestingly. He says, once we go like the Mogar Rom and the Taz, it's Kalish Shemlach Le'Isser. Now that it's Kashish, it's Bichsar and Kiss. Why did he say it that way? Because he pointed out when he looked at the Sugyo of a Muksamach Sorry, Chasar and Kis, we point out over there, the Mashal among the Achoinim, is Chasar and Kis a Kli Heter or Kli Yisr? And Roy Pesach Matana had to be Dafa Kli Yisr. One of the people we discussed now was Taisu Shabbos. He says, once you say Tulun Ikli Shemak Kli Yisr, if so, we have a Kajuk Chasar and Kis. He holds the same idea. The only thing that could be a Chasar and Kis is Dafa Kli Shemak Kli Yisr. Maisi wants to enter a Chiddush, you want time just like by Svarim. We give a category of higher that any Kli Shemak Lehetu is mutter even for no reason. We want to say here also that negated tefillin, we give it a high level of mukzer. It's not nichl in the category of Chasar and Kis. It's nichl only a category of Kli Shemak Leisr. That's his words. Yesh lo know what that means exactly. Maisa, other swarm, why not nichl in the ghetto of Kli Shemak Leisr, or maybe more Chasar and Kis? The one time, first of all, we're tefillin mitzvah shmir shemoy. The one time that you can use tefillin, a person wants to learn from it, they'll take it out and use it. Different stories over here. They do ask another question: why is that nichol negeder of kli shemlak iser that has no shtamshus of heter? In the Torah also, the zman of kiveger before kiveger also is kasher. Should be category two, and therefore the rakan shabbos has no use over here. Tila David, I've made this discuss. Be case of category two, should be case of rak. Also have to give different use for it. Maisel comes down, negated tefillin. Making the Paskin Paskin is Kli Shemak L'Isser. Again, Kashif, Sarkis, and others with Maisel, Paskin, Kli Shemak L'Isser. Therefore, Avadim, Makam Zayin, a person certainly can move in on Shabbos. Now, Ba'atim, right now we have two halakim over here. We have a case of a Kli Shemakli Laheter, that's Mutter, Shloy Litzar Kufay Mekomim Mecham Litzel, but not Shloy Litzar Klal. You have something that's Oichlin Kitzar Kodesh, that's Mutter, totally, Legamri, even Shloy Litzar Klal. Come on, we're going to discuss an in between case. Utensils, kelim that are on your table. Can you move them on Shabbos? Are they Nichlin the category Kli Shemakli Laheter? Were they nichl in the category of Eichlin and Kisra Kaidish? So come on the Mishavu and he quotes it over, same on the Mechaber when he says that things are Eichlin and Kisra Kaidish. He says, Behudin Kaisis of Ka'oris and Sloiches, the Sakashika by Shulchan, Zim and Tashmish, not help on any Torah's Mukhs at all, it's like Eichlin and Kisra Kaidish. It means on those are Machmer. You mean that machlokes? Who's machmir and who's mekel? First, the machmir says who's machmir. We bring on the shayatim for the Rambam. Why the Rambam? If you look at the Rambam in Yad, he says what is a kli shemak leheter? He says example. He says a cup. He says a plate. He says a knife. Those are examples. That means it's saying what is kli shemak leheter? You cannot move for no reason. Are things that are anything on the table? Look in the Yad. Look in the Pirush Mishnayos. The examples are a chair, a plate, a knife. These things are nichlan together of kli shemlachtoi leheter. That's mutter only litzarich. Do we have a Rambam that way? Rosh Machmer. They point out the Ramban and the Rashba, the case of Atzala Porto, back to the Sugya Daf Mem Gimel. One of the cases over there is discussing taking Ka'ara, taking a bowl and covering an air. The Gemara come along and discusses Atzala Porto, the case of the Ka'ara. A Ka'ara says around the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the Rashba, the Ramban. This is the Mamok, the one being Machmer, Slotzer, Klaun, discussing a case of Karo, so the mice are being mocked over here. Look at the Ram. The Ram really says over the Heter. He says it's only Mutter Eichel Kisrei Kodesh. It's very Meduyik. Dako Eichel Kisrei Kodesh does not say more than this. Pasha says it's around that way, as Eli Rabbah points out. The Miri, he discusses also, he says, what is the Klish Shemak the Heter? He says Karo, says the Sakin, the Kolboy, the Goysamach. Numis is showing them come along and tell them what's together with Klish Shemak the Heter. The examples are, again, bowls, plates, and knives, and things on the table. So Rav Yishan Lamaisa Paskin the Loch Lamaisa is there's no heter Shloim Tzar Klal by the kelim, the utensils that are put upon the table. What does the Mechaber do? If you read the Mechaber, you read the Beis Yosef, it does not bring down anywhere the Shilta Gevurim. He's very clear. His halacha is that Shloim Tzar Klal is also except Eichel and Kisra Kodesh. Anyone says otherwise? The Mechaber has no other Ma'amokim to say that anything else is mutter. That means he holds the utensils Shloim Tzar Klal, want to put the cup on the table, Lamaisa is also. Forget that even Iskan the Mishavura, the Mishavura is saying, in the Mechaber, the plates and cups of Maisel Mutter. How in the world did the Mishavura do that? The Mishavura says, where is Shelter Gemarim? That's not the Mechaber Shita. Mechaba does not bring down this heter kiyuzeh. Nowhere. Not the Ketzer Mishnah, not the Beis Yisiv, not the Mechaba. It's very clear. What is the heter? Dafka oichel and kisvei kodesh. So Mechaba might be machmer. They point out, Ramah, he kept the Mechaba as is. Levush kept the Mechaba as is. The Taz, the Maisa, the Mogar Rom. Maisa, if you look in the Paiskim, Chayotom, the Kitzer, the Orcha Shulchan, they come along. Sorry, not Orcha Shulchan, and the Grad Shulchan Orcha Rav. Our Paiskim come along, and the Paskim, the Loch is, they leave the cases as is, and the examples they bring down are cups. The examples are plates. They come along and say, what is a Klishmak letter? Says the Chayotom, Kitz, and the Grad. They write, Ka'oris, Sakinim, these cases are Nichol and Klishmak letter. Maisa, look around, leave. And numerous places can come along, passing the pastures. Or they say, look at the Taz. Taz is causing moving a sakin, a knife. How can you move it? So you know why? So it might need the end of Shabbos. So that's some safer. Why is your Taz discussing a case of a sakin? It's a case of utensil on the table. Might should be able to move for no reason at all. So we see the Taz. Myself, clearly, the law is that there's little together of a cliche mark letter. If you're going to went this way, if you're so went this way, and Ishchai and others went this way. So when you read the Stevens Shulchan Aruch and the Pasha of Paliskim until it comes along in the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like that the utensils on the table is nichol negeder of a klishim lak leheter, and therefore come along, you want to talk to a person on the, when you buy the table and you want to fidget around with your silverware, you want to fidget around your plate and cup, Maisa is nichol shloi tzar klal, and you're moving muksa. And back to the shloh, the reim, the shleim do not know the loch, you cannot move muksa shloi tzar klal on Shabbos, and people do it all the time. Maisa Mishavur come along and says that the Ikkis to be Mekel, Agami ends up Yishmach Mirim, says who is that? He says the Shulta Gibor Mashiach Koinim. Shulta Gibor, they'll say it, is brought down by the Taisir Shabbos, the Elir Beraitim, Sam Sefer. And afterwards, once the Mishavur says, and Numas Farm went this way. The Maisa, first to analyze it, it's a Kiddush what he's saying. You realize again, what he's saying, this is said over here, where he's getting it from is Yish Lot, the Shulta Gibor. Maisa, again, the place came on the page did not go this way. And the Masai Yichur is not this way. Not the Chayodim, not the Kitzer, and not the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Maisa, once he says it, the Elam is Mekel. Now, you could tell me to Mekel, very simple. Number one, you have to realize you start off in the beginning point in Rashi, you can move any Klish Mach Letter for no reason at all. You have Rashi, the Avnezi says, and then you start off. Second is, if you have the Aruch HaShulchan Shito, the most, anytime you choose to go do something, that's also Nichol Negeder of Nichol Negeder of Tzarech. Number three is, Lamaisa, which says, utensils on the table, my person can't be Mekel. Once he said that, the love of the swarm seemed to go this way. Now, just understand what is this Geder. Really have started off with the cash over here. The Shulta Gibor comes along and says, on the those who want to be Machmer, how in the world can be Machmer? What's the right to be Mekel? What's the stark right to be Mekel? Come along, Shulta Gibor says, what? Is man, the Chemio, they seem to ask your plates. Could use a bowl, could use a knife. What thing they did? They ate with their hands on the table. And even the table, how they get there?
Jumping.
What?
Jumping.
But they asked everything. They didn't do it to you. They didn't get tarkufa. They didn't get anything yet. How did they go do what they went to go do over here? Elamai shesh shel gevarim. Must be. They never glazer on things that are on the table. Things you eat with, they were never glazed upon. How do you answer this question? So there really are two ways to answer this question. One is it blows my heart, the back to Gemara. And the Choshani and others went this way. They said, Be'etzem, you're right, in the beginning, utensils on the table of Maisa and Mutter. We're never Nichol and Gzeiro. But once we're left over now, of a Tiru, Chazer, Tiru, Chazer, Tiru, once we're left over with this Kisayd over here, a Kamaluk, and we made everything equal. Like Lo Chazal. Once we're Gerayo, look at Rav Nechemio. Rav Nechemio, the Maisa says, things are Mutter only what's the Ikka Tashmish, or Miuchad Tashmish. What? And where did he get that from? Where did he get this Kisayd from? What by bowls, what's causing bowls? Place on the table. It blows my heart. It must be that what they asked and kept things at the end of the day, they made everything even. So Ma'atim, you're right, Shulchan Aruch, it was never Nichol in the Isser. But once they left it as is, they made everything even. That means the beginning was not Nichol in the Isser. Others say, Punk Bakar, they want to point out, we're doing that way in Rashi. Rashi, when it says the word Satiru, the first word, Rashi says, Satiru Oid, they matted more. What they matted more from before him. So Ma'atim Mashah points out, and Mashiach is asking, why in the world did the Gemara ask Rav Nechemia, how in the world do you clean up your plates after you eat the meal? Iskin a Rav, Kodim HaGzeiro. Before the matter, they said, Atiyu v'chazir Atiyu. It's a Kasha and a Rav, why is the Kasha only Rav Nechemia? So you see from the Mashiach understood the Fakert, that everything was Nichol and Gzeiro before him. If so, how are they able to move these things?
So two ways of saying it over. Either you can say over how the Tilodovit says over, that they were, that the Issa in the beginning, before everything was Man Nechemio, the Lacha was that could not metabolize anything at all. Could not move things for no reason at all. But the way the grass says over, in the beginning the Padlik there was, you can only move things for Ikitash Mishoy. Like Rav Nechemio says, Bishash Mishoy, you can't move it. But the way the Yadovit says over, in the beginning there was, you can only move Tzarkuf and not Tzarkuf Mekaymoy. Mechanami was in the beginning in the Gzair over here. So first, he said to those who want to be Machmer, they want to either to answer Shulah Gemara's question, was Nichol in the Gzairah? Except the Gzairah was a little bit different. They didn't ask not to use it. They mati to use it, either with Tashmitz or Saragufa Yikadaimo. Or others want to say Echanami, that it was not Nichol in the original Gzairah, but now Leifel Chazal kept it as is. Oh, very good question. Now once we have over here, we have these three categories of Etzem. You have to realize, in the Kli Heter, we have Kli Heter, that Shloi Sar Klal Lamaisa is going to be Ulcer. We have Kemal Gabay Shulchon, which Lamaisa is Machlokes, and Paiskim, Mishbu, and Lamaisa is Meikol. Then we have Oichlon and Mashkin, which Shmuch is Shloi Sar Klal, according to everybody. We have three levels over here. What happened with clothing? Pillows, blankets, clothing. What is clothing? What's a watch? What's jewelry? What's Pesamim? What are all these cases over here? What's the glasses? Which category is it? You have three options. Is it Kli Heter? Is it a case of Kemal Gabay Shulchon? Or is it case of Oichlon Mashkin? Which one is it? So, come on this farm, we discuss this. First, they point out, they say, look at the Miri. Miri says, the person has a baguette outside of the sun, and you want to move it. Says, ain't circle kaf, get a little bit hot, big deal. Says, you can't move it. Chodim will discuss the case of what's a klish shemlach leheter. The person cannot move for no reason. Says, a case of a baguette. They point out, lemaisa, that's not fair, being right from the Miri and the Chayodom. Because they don't hold the heter at all of Kelim Gabay Shulchan. So the question really is, you have to know those who are Machma Kelim Gabay Shulchan, so come on Chayodom, and the Miri, they point out Chanami, also have Machma over here by the case of the Chodim. The only thing it's mutter is Oichlon the Mashkin. That's what you could say. So again, but we who hold it, it's a heter of Kelim Gabay Shulchan, who says you have a right from the Miri and the Chayodom anymore, they come along with Pashkin, there's no heter of Kelim Gabay Shulchan. That means really you have to divide up in two categories. You have to declare according to those who hold that there is a heter kelim gabay shulchan, and those who declare there is no heter kelim gabay shulchan by utensils. What's lachol by begodim? So those who want to say, "Wami machma kelim gabay shulchan is likely heter," come on, we're in the chayodom. They say, "Chnam, there's no heter by begodim." Shloim is our pal. You want to fold your clothing, or you want to move it on Shabbat for no reason because you're bored. There's no heter. After that, Shani, come on, we'll be asher. But also, really, behind all before him. They want to know, even those who answer Kelim Gabay Shulchan, Begodim is better than that. Why is it better? They want to know what's the chil between Eichlin and between the case of Kelim. Kelim Be'etim is what is to help you out, is the emsoi to beshamash you. Eichlin is something Be'etim, you have enough from it. Eichlin, you eat, you enjoy it. Clothing, one time is Be'etim, you have enough from it. Your body's enjoying it. To come along, we ask you one time, no, where do you put Begodim? Even those who are being Machmer are putting under the category of Eichlin and Mashkin. It's not a soy to help you to get something. It's the guva dovni having an off from. It's like oichel having an off. Begodim is definitely in the same category. So there's a mevucho, where do you put begodim on the tzan? Those who are machma kelim gabay shulchan. Those who are mekel kelim gabay shulchan. Kamal chutshani of 19 others, and the kamal say chanami, a body given mekel case of begodim. That means you really have three options over here. What, where do you put the case of begodim? The same thing, you can start clearing it by the case of glasses. Where exactly do you put it under? The Bachachel Ishl Avram, the Vos, the other one, put it under the category of Eichel, why should we Mashamash you? Others, the Shmir Shabbat Chosef, puts it under the category of Kelim Magabe Shulchan, which comes along, in Machlokes among the Paiskim, from the Mishvu, Yishl Hakel. A watch will be the same thing. We didn't put exactly watch under what category? Those who want to put it under the Klish Shemach Leheter, just the Yazin Chodshani, and therefore Shloy Tzar Kalam Maisi cannot move it. Others want to put it under the category of Kelim Shagabe Shulchan, therefore, according to the Mishvu, you can move it for no reason over here. Why does Yishal exactly? Sending the gate to furniture. Where do you put furniture over here? Under what category? So the Lachak Tanis, the Kamlum and Tanis, mentioned before, by Tisha B'Av, you cannot move it. Nichol Sugya of Mukso, you're doing it for after Shabbos. He's moving furniture, benches place one place to another. They point out according to him as Nichol in the category of Klish Mach Leheter. The Chai Odom writes that way clearly, except Chai Odom again, he holds that there is no category of Kelim Gabay Shulchan B'Mekel. At Tana Sheni, you look in the Balamor when he's discussing this Sugavia, he wants to make like Kleitz in the Shulchan Gemara. He wants to taina that the Kedav of Shulchan he writes, Nichol the Ged of Eichlin. Shulchan is the category of Eichlin. Really, it could be really the Soyv of Machlaikis is. What's the Soyv of Machlaikis? Understand that we have put them on the different categories. Again, clothing, glasses, furniture, where exactly you put it under what category. The study really is, what is the Havana of this Heter over here? Now we're calling that the Halacha of Oichon, Agabai Shulchan, sorry, Kelim Gabai Shulchan, utensils, have a Heter. Why do utensils have a Heter for? What's the Havana of it? Rashi comes along and says, you know why? Ketadirim B'tashmish. Mishmur brings down, from those who are tying together, is the Ikka Ketadirim B'tashmish. So whatever's taught with B'tashmish has a get of Oichon. If so, it's like clearing. What's the God of it? Is the God of Tadir Matashmish? Or no, what I'm wearing, that's it. Tadir Matashmish. Other one time, look at Tashmish, you want to get involved with things that are Nei Kibble, not Nei Kibble. You want to tell that we're only including things that are Lav Nei Kibble. Nei Kibble, a lot of Chazal will not graze upon it. If so, a table is not Nei Kibble, a chair is not Nei Kibble, Tashitim, Reitim are not Nei Kibble, it could be Maisi, yet maybe it'll be Machmer. The Baal Mor comes along and says, no, the category, the get over here is a thing that shaykh to be osir, a klishmak l'isr can osir. Says, for example, a chair and a table can never be a klishmak l'isr. If so, avada chazal never asked it. Things that could be klishmak l'isr chazal asked it, even though it's kli heter. The thing that's not possible to be that way, it's miyuchid beheter, like a chair and a table, and the chazal never asked it. Or come along, maybe a watch that can bought is made for Isser can be klishmak, be nichli category klishmak letter. A table and chair might not be nichli category klishmak letter. So come along again, really the makar to where to put certain categories. Again, we always have three categories over here. To be clear, we have a category of klishmak letter. We have a category of kelim agabe shulchan utensils. We have a category of oichel and kitzvah kodesh. We have different lochas for each one, and you have to know what things are under what categories. For each one to apply, it's practically the local maestro.
The mark puts the pillow, the leash, and off the left hand, so how can you put furniture
as a statement? Right? By Rami Barakal? That he is, how can you move it? He and the maestro held Mecham Letzel, the maestro's author.
No, but it's leash, and off the left hand, so everyone calls it.
But he held Mecham Letzel is also by leash, and off the left hand.
Okay.
So that's no right of your leash, it's what Mecham Letzel.
No, but what is it?
We hold, again, but. The Miri is on that sugya, but we hold, again, the Gemara is discussing that Rami held that it's a Mechamlet. But we hold, the question is, what do we hold when things are.
Everyone holds a Klishmachel
Hezer, no one holds a Slaveless.
How can you put it in
the
category
of Lifeless?
Gemara said that
the Klishmachel Hezer. You have to know if Rabbo will hold the same Yisoid over here. Once Rabbo and the Ruan Machoma hold these things, or more Chomedic, they hold the Izzim Muxar by Klishmak Leter, maybe also by Yvon Taino it can be, because if so, Pilo Shemaisu, what's the question? I hear. Hey, Laura. I hear. Well, the Maisa again, it comes out to the Klishmak Leter, the Maisa moving Shloitzar Klal, and the person cannot do, you have to find which can be the get of Shloitzar Klal, and again, we have the three categories over here. Maisa tomorrow we're doing the sugya of Kiddush, the end of Ayin Resh Beis. The focus on two main points over here: to get to the sugya of Yain Mevushel and the sugya of Chaman Medino. And what?
Rish
is Wednesday. So I guess Chabura will be on Thursday.
Whatever the